რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
რადიო თავისუფლება თავის გაცემებს განაგრძობს 14 საათია თბილისში, გთავაზობთ ახალ ამბებს. პაკისტანის სახელმწიფოს შექმნის და დამოუკიდებლობის 63 წლისთავს აღნიშნავს. ერაყი შუამავლობას გასცევს საუდის არაბეთსა და ირანს შორის. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების უშიშროების სფეროს ლიდერები თვლიან, რომ კორეასთან ომი გარდაუვალი არაა. 25 წელი შესრულდა აფხაზეთში შეარაღებული კონფლიქტის დაწყებიდან. პაკისტანი აღნიშნავს სახელმწიფოს შექმნის და დამოუკიდებლობის 63 წლისთავს. პრეზიდენტმა მამნუნ ჰუსაინმა საზეიმო ცერემონიაზე სახელმწიფო დროშა აღმართა დედაქალაქ ისლამაბადში. 14 აგვისტოს გამართულ ცერემონიას ესწრებოდა პრემიერ-მინისტრი შაჰიდ ხაყანი, ასევე სტუმრათმყოფი ჩინეთის ვიცე-პრემიერი ვანიანი. მოგვიანებით ჰუსაინი მედლებს გადასცემს ქვეყნის დამსახურებულ მოქალაქეებს. პაკისტანმა დამოუკიდებლობა 1947 წელს მოიპოვა, მას მერე რაც ბრიტანეთმა ინდოეთი დატოვა და სუბკონტინენტის გაყოფა მოხდა. ამას მოჰყვა მეოცე საუკუნეში ერთ-ერთი ყველაზე ძალადობრივი ცვლილება. ინდოეთი დამოუკიდებლობას ერთი დღით გვიან 15 აგვისტოს აღნიშნავს. ამ ორ ქვეყანას დაძაბული ურთიერთობა აქვთ, მათ შორის ორი ომი გაჩაღდა სადაო რეგიონის ქაშმირის გამო. ერაყის ერთ-ერთმა ლიდერმა განაცხადა, რომ მისი ქვეყანა იკისრებს შუამავლობას ორ დაპირისპირებულ მეზობელს, საუდის არაბეთსა და ირანს შორის. ამის თაობაზე ირანის და ერაყის მედია იტყობინება. ერაყის შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრმა ყასიმ ალ-არაჯიმ 13 აგვისტოს განაცხადა, რომ საუდის არაბეთის ტახტის მემკვიდრე მუჰამად ბინ სალმანმა სთხოვა ერაყს ჩაერიოს რიადის და თეირანის დაძაბულ ურთიერთობაში, რათა ეს დაძაბულობა განიმუხტოს. ამის თაობაზე ირანის ისნა და ერაყის ალ-ღადირი იტყობინებიან. მედიას მოჰყავს ალ-არაჯის ნათქვამი თეირანში ვიზიტის შემდეგ, რომ სიმშვიდეს და სტაბილურობას ირანსა და საუდის არაბეთს შორის დადებითი შედეგი ექნება მთელი რეგიონისთვის. ირანის შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრმა აბდულ რეზა რაჰმან ფასილმა განაცხადა, რომ თეირანი ყოველთვის ესწრაფოდა გულითად ურთიერთობას საუდის არაბეთთან. თეირანის პოლიტიკა ყოველთვის ემყარებოდა ეფექტიან თანამშრომლობას რეგიონის ქვეყნებთან და ის არასოდეს იყო ურთიერთობათა გაუარესების მიზეზების წამომწყები, განაცხადა ფასილმა. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო უშიშროების სამსახურების ორმა ლიდერმა განაცხადა, რომ სამხედრო დაპირისპირება ჩრდილოეთ კორეასთან არაა გარდაუვალი, თუმცა შესაძლებელი ომის საშიშროება არაა გამქრალი. ომთან უფრო ახლოს ვიდრე ერთი კვირის წინ არ ვართ, მაგრამ უფრო ახლოს ვართ ომთან ვიდრე 10 წლის წინ, განაცხადა გენერალ ლეიტენანტმა HR მაკმასტერმა, ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტის დონალდ ტრამპის მრჩეველმა სახელმწიფო უშიშროების საკითხებში. Fox News კვირას ცენტრალური სადაზვერვო სამსახურის დირექტორმა მაიკ პომპეომ კი განუცხადა, რომ დღეს არაფერი არ არის გარდაუვალი, მაგრამ მნიშვნელოვანია შუათმა კორეა მიცოდეს, რომ შეერთებული შტატების მოთმინების ფიალა ივსება. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების განცხადებით, ავღანეთში შეერთებული შტატების საჰაერო თავდასხმის შედეგად მოკლეს ექსტრემისტული გაერთიანების ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ადგილობრივი ლიდერი და რამდენიმე საველე მეთაური. კუნარის პროვინციაში განხორციელებულ თავდასხმას ემსხვერპლა აბდულ რაჰმანი, რომელიც შეერთებული შტატების სამხედროების ცნობით წარმოადგენდა ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ადგილობრივ ემირს და მასთან ერთად კიდევ სამი მეთაური. 25 წელი შესრულდა ავღანეთში შეარაღებული კონფლიქტის დაწყებიდან. საომარი მოქმედებების შედეგად, რომელმაც წელიწადზე მეცხრეს გასტანა, არაოფიციალური მონაცემებით დაიღუპა 16000-ზე მეტი სამხედრო და სამოქალაქო პირი და დევნილად იქცა 300000-მდე ადამიანი. დაღუპულთა ხსოვნას თბილისში გმირთა მემორიალთან პატივი მიაგეს საქართველოს ხელისუფლების და პოლიტიკური პარტიების წარმომადგენლებმა. და ბოლოს მოკლედ, ავღანეთში იმყოფებიან საქართველოს თავდაცვის მინისტრი ლევან იზორია და შეარაღებული ძალების გენერალური შტაბის უფროსი გენერალ-მაიორი ვლადიმერ ჩაჩიბაია. ცნობით, ისინი ავღანეთში ჩავიდნენ მტკიცე მხარდაჭერის მისიის მონაწილე მეორე ქვეითი ბრიგადის 23 ბატალიონის წევრების გასამხნევებლად.
When you think of musical cities in America, a few immediately come to mind. Detroit, best known for the Motown sound. Nashville, the home of country music. And of course, New York City, the cradle of hip-hop music and culture. But there's one city that doesn't often get the recognition it deserves for its contribution to American popular music. Chicago. This week on the Soul Lounge Spotlight, we're exploring the soul of Chicago. Chicago's soul was born out of the jazz, blues, and gospel sounds brought by African Americans during the Great Migration of the early and mid-20th century. By the late 50s, a new sound had emerged, Chicago soul. Artists like Sam Cooke, Curtis Mayfield, and the Staple Singers became ambassadors for the rhythms, as did a young woman who grew up in Hyde Park on the south side of Chicago. Along with the band Rufus, she became one of the hottest vocalists of her time. Here is Chicago's own Rufus and Chaka Khan as we kick off the Soul of Chicago with Tell Me Something Good on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Down, 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 down
You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. This week, we're celebrating the music of Chicago. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire. Many don't realize the band that has for more than 40 years entertained the world over began in Chicago, where founder Maurice White worked as a session drummer for a local label called Chess Records. He teamed up with a couple of songwriters to form the legendary soul and funk band, which continues to inspire musicians from Chi-Town and beyond. Another Chicago legend was falling in love with music as a member of his church choir on the south side of Chicago. Robert Sylvester Kelly, known to the world as simply R. Kelly, despite his legal troubles, continues to be an important and influential figure in R&B music. What R. Kelly is best known for is bringing the sound of Chicago's step culture to the world. Take a listen. This is the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Chicago.
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, y'all. Whoa. Follow me. Yeah. Chicago and them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don Juan and them.
Yeah.
This is for y'all. Remix.
Said I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight. Step in the name of love.
Come on and step in the name of love.
Step out, step the club. DJ's rocking that song for us. Is anybody asking why we're stepping? Tell them, hey.
Regina and George Daniels. I love you, baby. Let me see you. Here we love. I see you. DJ Wayne Williams. Spinning the record. Make sure you spin this one, baby. Alright. And last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Donnie Lyle. Play on, player. And all my fans out there, I just want to thank you for supporting me and this Chocolate Factory album.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Truth is, sometimes you get on my nerves. When you act like, you know it all. You walk like you're God's gift to earth. And I swear that my patience, you just use it all. I've had more than enough reasons to say goodbye now. If I haven't left you by now, just know my love. Don't quit when the road gets rough. I'm giving up. We're to be, we're meant to be. Thank God that we're not afraid of love. Just know my love. Just know my love.
I'm the Lady DJ, and you're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight, and we just heard music from another Chicago native and Soul Lounge favorite, Selena Johnson. She grew up listening to the music of her father, who was a well-respected blues and soul singer, as well as Aretha Franklin, Al Green, Prince, and Whitney Houston. You know, one of the things about the Chicago music scene is that many of the artists support each other by writing, singing, producing, or dropping verses on different songs. Selena worked with R. Kelly, as did this next artist, a former American Idol contestant, Academy Award-winning actress, and one heck of a vocalist. Here's Jennifer Hudson and R. Kelly with a song inspired by another genre of music that took root in Chicago, house. But we'll get to that later. This is It's Your World on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Lady DJ, and this is the Soul Lounge Spotlight. We'll continue our celebration of the soul of Chicago with music from the city's hip-hop ambassadors in just a moment. Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. This week, we're taking the show on the road to Chicago, where the blues, gospel, and jazz sounds of the South were carried with the great African-American migration and remixed to create a sound that was unique to the area. A generation later, R&B and soul music began to grow in popularity. And while their parents were jamming to the sounds of hometown favorites like Chaka Khan, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Staple Singers, a new generation had their ears pointed east to New York City, home of hip-hop. It didn't take long before Chicago kids started experimenting with beats, rhymes, and flows. In fact, in Chicago, artists like Twista with his rapid-fire delivery and Common's unconventional flow and conscious lyricism made it possible for rappers outside of New York and L.A. to put their own stamp on the music. Speaking of Common, he became one of the first Chicago rap artists to earn national acclaim. He broke onto the scene in the early 90s and continues to be a force in the industry. Here he is with I Want You on the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Chicago.
About you lately, thoughts take me to when we were close, addicted to your love till I need another dose. I know it's a feeling that should be long gone. Things seem to come up when I hear our song. Golden brown girl, it seems so long since I heard your voice. Where did the king go wrong? Emotions that they linger on, I guess cause I never knew a love so strong. So many hot girls, I need your warm. The taste of your mouth, girl, I need your warm. Good food and love, I need your warm. This hit was made before we were born. A dreamer, so I'ma keep dreaming on. It's kinda like the breakup with Jen and Vince Vaughn. Don't no, what you got to what you got is gone. Yeah, I like such and such a lot, but the feeling's not as strong. We were like two birds that were able to fly. I try to pick the right words to say to the sky. Some days I would try but wasn't able to cry. I never been good at saying goodbye. I take a deep breath when the times is hard. When I reminisce over you, my God. I spent many years trying to be the heartthrob. I guess it's only right that I got my heart robbed. The scent of a room that reminds me of you. A hint of perfume that reminds me of you. Take a look at the moon that reminds me of you. Hope the stars and the gods align me and you. So much to give from it, I never hid. The love that I wrote on the mirror, it got smeared. My friends say it was a change for the better, but I say, girl, you changed my forever. Relationships, they can be as strange as the weather. Rain or sun, we can sing this together.
I'm the Lady DJ, and this is the Soul Lounge Spotlight. We just heard from Common. It was I Want You from his 2007 album, Finding Forever, which was nominated for a Grammy that year in the Best Rap Album category. The album was produced by another Chicago-born producer and rapper, the same one who won that Grammy for his third studio album, Graduation. Kanye West was born in Atlanta and moved to Chicago when he was 3 years old. He began writing poetry when he was just 5. He wrote his first rap song called Green Eggs and Ham at the age of 13. And by the time he was 20, he was working on his music full time. He began producing beats for local artists in the mid-90s, and by the end of the decade, he was working with established artists such as Nas, Foxy Brown, and Eminem. In 2004, he dropped his debut album, College Dropout. It was met with great reviews and impressive sales. He was now the torchbearer for the Chicago rap scene. And although he continues to be an international hip-hop artist, he has always repped his hometown. Here's proof from his Grammy Award-winning album, Graduation. This is Kanye West with Homecoming on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Yeah. And you say Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again.
I met this girl when I was 3 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees. And from that point, I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off. And make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown. In the nighttime, my face lit up, so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers, cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess that's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platform. Let me go for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again. Me home again. Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Oh, now I'm coming home again.
Maybe we could start again.
But if you really cared for her, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids, and they just like you. They want to rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what I'm trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that? When I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall, you land on the cloud. Jump in the crowd, clock and lighters, wave them around. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again. Me and home again. Maybe do you remember when? Fireworks at Lake Michigan.
Maybe we could start again. Maybe we could start again.
Soul Lounge.
Cause I can't drive. Room enough for one, I tell my homies they can't ride.
standing on the shoulders, but that's way too high. Let's try not to step on the children. The news cameras filming this walking project building out of selling like right around the toes, and the crackheads beg at about the lower leg. It's crooked police that stationed at the knees, and they do drive-bys like up and down the thighs. And there's a car chase going on at the waist. Keep a vest on my chest. I'm sitting in my room as I'm looking out the face. Something to write about. I still got some damage from fighting the White House. Just a
daydream. I fell asleep amid the flowers.
I fell asleep amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
On a beautiful day.
On a beautiful day.
Daydream.
Daydream.
I dream of you amid the flowers.
I dream of you amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Now come on everybody, let's make it cool. We need a few more half-naked women up in the pool. And hold it. It's all covered in jewels. And can you please put your closer to the 22s? And where's the champagne? We need champagne. Now look as hard as you can with the in your hand. And now hold up your chain. Slow motion through the flames. Like cute smoke machines and a simulated rain. But not too loud, cause the baby's sleeping. I wonder if it knows what the world is keeping. Up both sleeves while he lay there dreaming. Me and my robot tiptoe around creeping. I had to turn my back on what got you paid. I couldn't see, had the hood on me like I was great. But I like to thank the streets that drove me crazy. And all the televisions out there that breaks me. I was
daydreaming.
This is a Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and we're celebrating the soul of Chicago. We just heard from one of my favorite artists. Actually, this is my favorite cut by Lupe Fiasco, another Chicago native, whose music continues the tradition of clever, intelligent, and socially conscious lyricism that is Homeboys, Common, and Kanye injected into the hip-hop culture. Lupe is the grandson of a Black Panther and African drummer, the son of an engineer, and a product of the streets of the South Side. All of those influences made their way into his music. What also makes Lupe unique is his appreciation for West Coast hip-hop, especially from the underground. You can hear it in his flow as well as see it in his aesthetic. In late 2016, Lupe announced he was retiring from the music business, but then a few months later released his sixth studio album. Rumor has it there's another completed album somewhere out there, but no one knows if it'll ever see the light of day. While Chicago and the rest of the world waits to see if that son will drop another project, we've got another rapper working hard to stake his claim. He seemingly came out of nowhere with no major label support. He grew his fan base by giving away his music on streaming sites, which is not unusual for aspiring rappers. However, what makes his story incredible is how he was able to break through the walls of the music industry all the way to the Grammy stage without any financial support. Chancellor Jonathan Bennett, like his Chicago brethren, takes great pride in using his platform to make people think. He's not only a rapper, but an activist. Everyone from Beyonce to Barack loves this guy. Here's Chance the Rapper with No Problem on the Soul Lounge Spotlight Chicago.
Yup. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread. Just me and Lobby. You ain't the brown one,
sweet, bro. It's never sweet. My come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread. They all love me.
Where the hell you get them from? You just say he made them. My chasing bounty hunters and getting chased by the beta hunters. My first tap on my stomach. Got a pocket full of money and a mind full of ideas. Some of this may sound weird. Inside of the Mayberry look like it came out of IKEA. Run like diarrhea. Big y'all no pasta. I cap. I'm high cap. I'm so high. Me and God dapping. This my blessing. This my passion. School of hard knocks. I took night classes.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Yeah. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Bigger than me, boy. Yeah, my deposits they be on steroids. Lord, free the Carter, need the Carter. Sacrificing everything, I feel like Jesus Carter. Hold up, I got it sold up. My soda pulled up, my walls up. I'm flipping those bucks, they doing toe tucks. I roll up and let the smoke puff. I lay down, told ya. Hold up. Get too chucked up and I think of old stuff. Move on, put my goons on, they kidnap newborns. In the streets, my face a coupon, I'm too warm. All these come to do harm, just bought a new charm. So watch, I buy your new arm, you lukewarm. I'm overlooked with the hoes, pretty cinephiles. Tippin' toes around my crib in they robes, just they robes. Half a million in the safe, another in the pillowcase. Coding got me moving slower than a caterpillar. Like, what you were thinking, what you thought it was? I just pop up, just an only car to buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' do some crazy Weezy fans waiting in the lobby. No life in. You don't want no problem with me. You don't want no problem with me. Just another day at the pickup on the mail. They gon' channel right into the street, they be like, there you go.
This is the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and we are celebrating the soul of Chicago. And no celebration of Chi-Town's music scene would be complete without house music. Before there was something called EDM, there was house, created by Chicago's club DJs and producers. Its mission, clear, to make you dance. The signature 4-4 beat, repetitive rhythms, and synthesized bass lines quickly replaced disco throughout the club scene in Chicago around the late 70s and 80s. Pioneers of the sound like Future, Mr. Fingers, and the artists we're about to hear created a sound that spread like wildfire throughout the U.S. to Detroit, New York, Baltimore, and eventually to Europe, South America, and Australia. It would take me an entire hour to do justice to the history of house music, and maybe one day I will. But for now, I'm going to leave you with a cut from the godfather of Chicago house, the late Frankie Knuckles. But before I do, I want to thank you for hanging out with me this week. I will be back with another episode of the Soul Lounge Spotlight. So until then, don't forget to tell me what you think and what you want to hear. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And with that, it's time to move your body. Until next week, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
თავისუფლება არის ჩემთვის პატიოსნება და პროფესიონალიზმი. აი, ადამიანის განათლება არის თავისუფლება.
ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.